Good afternoon, Matt. How are you today?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Curious what you see from this Lions offense, both personnel-wise and, you know, what they do schematically, how much of that is Saints from the coordinator, where he came from, and or if it's something completely different.
Well, I mean, I think from a system standpoint, you know, they're doing a great job of mixing both the vertical passing game and the play action intermediate type of passing game, along with the you know, the sub run game and the two back run game. So it's kind of a mix of both philosophies there. I think you know, the quarterback, it starts with him just, you know, doing a great job of trying to get the ball downfield, get the ball to his skill players, extending plays. He's a very athletic guy. He's got a strong arm, so he can do a lot of things from the quarterback position as far as, you know, moving around in the pocket or getting outside the pocket, along with, you know, dropping back, being able to read the defense and then get the ball to the appropriate receiver. So I think he's doing an excellent job of, you know, distributing the ball around and getting it to the guys that, you know, he needs to get it to. You definitely see, as far as, you know, Coach Caldwell and Joe Lombardi doing a great job with him and trying to emphasize spreading the ball around to their different skill guys. Certainly in the passing game, you know, starting with the receivers, you got Calvin Johnson, who's just, you know, phenomenal player. He's obviously a very big target with great speed, great length, really can build speed on you downfield, and is really open all the time. It's just such a large catch radius for a guy that size and, you know, with his speed combination. So he obviously is a huge target and a huge challenge for us there. Golden Tate is extremely explosive player, great run after catch or run with the ball in his hands, whether it's a reverse type play or, you know, just a short pass or a deep pass where he can now get the ball in his hands and make things happen in open space. So certainly tackling is an issue with him, and obviously covering him, but two excellent explosive players in the passing game. You know, I think with the running back situation, you know, they kind of, you'll see all of them in there as far as Reggie Bush and Bell and, you know, Ritter too also. And just kind of however the game is or their personnel situation for that game, they do a good job of using those guys in different capacities. I think Bell's a really strong runner, a guy that can get downhill and runs hard and, you know, get those tough yards. And then, you know, with both Bush and Rick, when they're in there, the, you know, the ability for them with their short space quickness to get the edge or bounce outside, or along with their passing game skill set to be able to run routes and line up in empty formations. You know, you got to be prepared to handle them all over the field. Probably a good start right there.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm wondering, with all the depth you have in your secondary, it must be pretty fun to game plan every week. I mean, you go into a game with the Colts and you know, you see a guy like Kyle Arrington, you're able to put on T.Y. Hilton, and you're able to change things up almost every week depending on who you play. Is this the most depth you've had with your secondary, would you say? And also, how does that allow you to game plan differently? You know, how do you apply that each week?
I think for us, you know, obviously a set of weeks here where each offense is very challenging, very different. Certainly Detroit, you know, has a whole different set of elements that Indianapolis had or Denver had. So they're extremely challenging to defend. These are very explosive, very productive offenses. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us. I think, you know, as far as the defense in general, we're going to try to put everybody in the best position we can to, you know, match up to play the position and defend the team that we, you know, are playing that week to the best of their ability. So certainly we're going to try to use everybody we can, everybody that's active for the game, to have a role and to be out there and help us in some capacity, whether it's, you know, from the defensive line to the linebackers to the DBs. I mean, you know, the good thing I think right now is we're just trying to get better every week. We're trying to improve. We're trying to build on the week before. And I'll just say the guys are doing a great job of really working extremely hard week in, week out to prepare for these offenses that we're seeing, because they are so different but yet so dynamic. So I think it's, you know, it's different for us every week, and we got to try to stop, you know, whatever it is that they're giving us.
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to ask you quickly about Calvin Johnson. I know you mentioned him already and some of the skills he possesses. I'm just wondering, is he the type of player where it's a good idea to try to get physical with him at the line of scrimmage, or is that almost a losing proposition of sorts because he's such a big physical guy himself?
Yeah. I mean, I think you obviously kind of hit it on the head. You have both sides of the coin with him. He's a very big, physical, strong player that you know, is good if you're up there on him, and you know, he's good if you're off of him. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us to try to see if we can, you know, get that happen from either situation, get him stopped from either situation. So, I don't think there's, you know, really one definitive answer there that can say, hey, this is how you play this guy, because I think he certainly proved that he can defeat, you know, whether you're on him, you're off him, you're doubling him, you got three guys on him, you got guys over the top, you got guys underneath. I think he's been extremely productive in all those situations.
Matt, how are they using their tight ends? I see they have four, on the depth chart. And a follow-up to that would just be, you know, a little bit on the lighthearted side, but do you see any similarities between Joseph Fourier and his uncle who played here, Christian?
Well, I mean, obviously the tight end position for them is one of depth, and one that they've actually used all of the guys available to them. They've got guys in and out, you know, week by week, and all have been very productive. You know, I think the big thing with Detroit is the one thing that they prove is that no matter what the situation is, no matter what their personnel situation is week in, week out, you know, they find a way to win. So there's been weeks where all, you know, three of the tight ends have been out or two of the tight ends have been out. They've still been really productive from that position. So I think those guys are very interchangeable. You know, Pettigrew, Ebron, Poirier, Davis, they've all had very active roles, both in the run and the passing game. They're certainly, you know, explosive in the passing game, where they can get downfield and they can get open and do a good job of working off leverage, but, you know, also very stout in the run game and what they ask those guys to do in the run situation, whether it's single blocking the defensive end or down blocking to the linebackers or coming back across the ball to block backside. They've been able to, you know, utilize all of those guys in different ways. So very productive group, you know, very active group for them, both the run and pass game. And I think they do a good job of handling, you know, their roster that way. And they've just, you know, they've been in a situation where, you know, either it's been one guy out or a couple guys out. I would say they're more towards the healthy side now. So being able to interchange all those guys in and out for them is a huge advantage for their offense.